understanding is that you and Mr. Bender had an opportunity to talk while we were off the record and with Tucker, and that maybe you got something worked out. So I'm going to pass the torch here to Mr. Bender and ask him to follow up on that and fill us in on what's been done off the record.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. And I think probably the best way to do this is me to do this in the form of a question to Mr. Bierce, if I could. Mr. Bierce, during the break, I and Mr. Gordon had an opportunity to speak with you about your concerns with the drainage ditch. Is that correct?
Correct.
And it's my understanding that you're satisfied that Plains, through Mr. Tucker, will work with you to satisfy your concerns having to do with that drainage ditch. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Bierce? Looks like you're free to go.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. Bierce.
Okay, now what are we going to do here?
Just recall for one or two questions, Mr. Gordon.
Hey, Mr. Gordon, I'll remind you again, you're still under oath.
Yes, sir.
You're not getting off easy today.
I see that.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Gordon, you were in the room when Mr. Oster had an opportunity to testify, were you not?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand Mr. Oster's concern. That he believes there's not enough room to put the pipeline on the Savage property?
I do.
You understand his concern?
That. Yeah.
And do you believe that you will have enough room to build it on that property?
Yes, I do.
And in the event that there isn't enough room to build the pipeline on the Savage property, will Plains move forward to acquire additional easement from Mr. Oster?
Yes, we will.
So Plains is not going to trespass on Mr. Oster's property and build a pipeline without an easement?
That is correct.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Pelham?
No questions. Thank you.
Commissioners?
No questions.
Okay. You're free to go again.
Again.
Not too far. Okay. Anything else today for the good of the record? Do we have any more public comment? I think it looks like everybody's had their opportunity. Okay. Seeing none, I'm getting ready to close the record, but I don't see Mr. Bender. Anything else today?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Pelham?
Nothing further.
Okay. Ms. Prescott?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. I guess we could do closing remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, everybody, especially the members of the public who came and spent their morning with us and shared your concerns, and hopefully you got some resolution from the company as well. I want to thank the company for being willing to address the questions and try to take care of it on the spot here this morning. I think that provides the best result for everybody, and it's really the long-term goal of all of us, the landowners and the companies and the commission, to get to projects that are win-wins for everybody, or at least projects where everybody can be satisfied with the path forward. And so thank you to everyone. We have a few outstanding items to take care of here, but I think we got a long way down the road to getting what we need for this project today. So thanks.
Commissioner Calk.
Just to thank everyone again for coming out, the company putting together a good case. The timeline of construction is something that still will kind of work itself out, but I think the company's got a good handle on that. I did have one question I wish I would have asked Roger when he was under oath about whether Julie was a good babysitter for the kids or not, but I'll hold that question for later. Travel safe, everyone.
Commissioner Chrisman.
You know, we have these hearings and sometimes can look at just the smaller picture of these 8.5 miles and the impacts and how everything is being handled. And I think oftentimes the public may not realize how frequently we're doing this, and it's happening all over the state, but primarily all over the oil patch area of the state. And at the end of the day, what this is doing is getting a lot more of this product shipped as efficiently as possible and as safely as possible. And so all these projects, 8 miles here and 40 miles there, and they all turn out to be part of an overall system that will move this energy resource in the safest and most efficient way in the end. But we do want to continue to take these things one bite at a time, like we have this morning, and it just really is useful to me as a commissioner to have the opportunity to come up here, have the hearing here, go through it all, make sure we learn all the details of the project, and have the public sit in and provide some feedback. It really does, as I said in the beginning, help me to get the right information possible for me as well as other commissioners to make the best decision possible. So thank you.
And I just echo those comments. It's my job as the judge to make sure that we have an orderly hearing. We certainly had that. We had a great presentation from the company, and we had great public input. You know, we appreciate you folks coming. We appreciate being patient with us and letting us go through the procedures that we have to follow. And, you know, we do thank you for getting up there and clarifying and helping us to understand the issues, because without that, you know, this is how the democratic process works, and that you're a big part of it. And you need to take advantage of those opportunities when you get them. So we're glad that you're able to do that today. Before I close the hearing, we did talk about late filed exhibits. I think, counsel, we kind of know what we're looking for there. I'm thinking about 2 weeks for proposed findings of fact. Is that doable, Mr. Bender? Or?
I believe so.
Okay. So I'll set a deadline, let's say, in the middle of November, November 14th, for proposed findings, conclusions of law, and proposed order, and for the filing of those late filed exhibits. And feel free to file them in advance, and then if you get them done or whatever. That being said, I'm going to close the hearing on the application of Plains for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit and waiver of procedures. The hearing on PU 15-614 is closed at 12:32 p.m. Thank you.